Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Margaret Ann Lembo here. Well, it's almost Halloween. Yeah, we're getting really close. And this is a perfect time to talk about the tween times. You know, we're at a cross quarter, and if you're not already familiar with what a cross quarter is, let me share a little bit about the astrological energy in that regard. So every year we have equinoxes and solstices. We have a fall equinox, then a winter solstice, then we have the spring equinox, and then we have the summer solstice. These are places of power. It is very evident. I mean, even all the way back into ancient civilizations, the humans on this planet, or maybe other people, were other beings, have been building pyramids and monoliths and all kinds of sacred sites and buildings in order to align and be connected with the energies of the equinoxes and the solstices. Now, an equinox is equal day, equal night. The solstice, if it's in the winter, that means it's the longest day of the year. There's more darkness. And if it's the vernal equinox or spring equinox, then at that time, that's a time when we're going to have the beginning of longer days. So more light on the planet. So right now we're in a position where we're basically in a portal. It's a cross quarter. And the cross quarter means that it's the midpoint between the fall equinox, which happened in September, usually around the 20th, 21st, when the sun enters 0 degrees Libra, and the winter solstice, which is when the sun enters 0 degrees Capricorn. And that midpoint falls right around October 31st, November 1st, November 2nd, which is also Halloween, All Saints Day, and All Souls Day. And it's properly and just makes total sense to me that these days are celebrated at this time, not only because it's historical and it's been going on for a very long time, but this is a portal of energy that opens. That's why we dress up in costume to disguise ourselves from the spirits, you know? And on in the Catholic or Christianity tradition, we have All Saints Day and All Souls Day. Now, what I like to do is, you know, keep it into a spiritual realm versus a strictly religious realm and talk about it from the standpoint of connecting with our ancestors and taking the time to honor our ancestors during this portal, during this energy where we have this tween time. So I just want to tell you a little story. For many years, back in the 90s, for about 13 years, I had an event. I facilitated an event called the Sacred Circle Gathering in Ocala National Forest. It was the first weekend of November. Sometimes it would fall very close to Halloween, obviously. But the whole point of having the gathering at that time was to take time to really honor and celebrate our ancestors. So that's an individual, personal thing. So I would like to recommend, you may or may not, first of all, you may not have anywhere to connect with the ancestors other than your own home or backyard. I'd like to recommend that you really contemplate people that have been on this planet that have influenced your life and imagine, sense, see, feel, know that you're having a little visit with them. You know, let yourself use your imagination and recall, you know, whether it's your mother and father or grandparents or aunts and uncles. You know, there's very many people who have been on this path before us. And they have taught us a lot. We've learned a lot from them. And now they're on the other side. So it's a way to have a family visit or a friendship visit with our loved ones that are on the other side. I love to do it by, you know, maybe lighting a little candle, and maybe a white candle, and having a notebook nearby, and good old-fashioned handwriting, and contemplate each one individually. You know, I have pictures here in my office. I'm in my home office right now. It's quite the collage. Mostly, well, they're all sacred beings. You know, I have Babaji here. I have a picture of St. Anthony, of my brother and sister, my friend Marguerite. So Marguerite is somebody who I will connect with who's already on the other side. My parents are on the other side. So you go through your list and then contemplate as if you have an opportunity to connect with them mind to mind and heart to heart. Now, because there are a lot of potentially disincarnate entities or people who maybe didn't make it to the other side, maybe they're still confused and are stuck between dimensional realities. Back in the day, or when I was in more involved with Catholicism, and I didn't throw that away, I'm still a Catholic, I remember that this I considered purgatory, where you're not in heaven, you're not in hell, you're not on earth, you're someplace in between. And so we want to also take time. I'd like to recommend that we pray for people who might be stuck, especially if they've been perhaps called on for paranormal phenomena activity. You know, there's a lot of people who like to do ghost hunting and like to the phenomena of seeing a ghost or a spirit. Me personally, not so much. I think it's like, let them rest in peace. But if they're already stuck between dimensions, I think that's a perfect time to do a prayer to send the spirits home. And I think that would be a good thing to do, to send them home with blessings and asking that they're divinely protected and that they may find the light of where they're supposed to go home if they're stuck between dimensions. And this is a time where they might have more of a tendency to be stuck and not know what to do, where to go. They may have, especially because people are, you know, really into that their spirits are afoot, you know. So with that in mind, I'd like to also mention there are other tween times. The tween times that exist on a daily basis are sunrise and sunset, 12 noon and midnight. Within each month, we have the energies of the full moon and the new moon. Within each, and then I like to look at all these tween times all the way through the year. So if we go through from the winter solstice to the vernal equinox, February 1st is a holiday of a cross quarter or a tween time. Between the vernal equinox and the summer solstice, May 1st is a time, a tween time and a holiday. And then between the summer solstice and the fall equinox, August 1st is a tween time. So looking at these days and honoring these times and utilizing the energy for taking a moment for realigning your own personal power is very, very helpful for your life and also helps you stay connected on a spiritual level. You're more aware, more conscious, more aligned with not only being here on planet Earth, but on the cosmos, you know, the cosmic energies, astrologically speaking. Now, I also want to make mention here that this podcast is sponsored by the Crystal Garden brand products, Smudge and Spray, Sage and Cedar Spray, and Palo Santo. And the reason I've chosen these three sprays as the sponsor of this particular podcast is because this is a very good time to clear your sacred space. We're coming into the holiday season. We're going to have more than likely you'll be interacting with more friends and family for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, for all the different types of holidays that various and sundry people celebrate. So there'll be more interaction and also more ability for buttons to get pushed. And so first we want to start with a clean base. You know, it's always better, like when you're starting a new garden, you clean out the old bed.
and make sure that it's ready for the new plant. When we make a meal in our kitchen, hopefully we clean up the kitchen really well first and make sure it's nice and clean, if it hasn't already been cleaned, before you start making a new meal. And likewise, with this energy of this time here, before we step into the holiday season, which is upon us, I really recommend smudging. So smudging is just taking specific herbs and plants, and in this case, I'm referring to them as liquid smudge, to clear negative energy and then replace it with love and well-being. So Smudge and Spray, which is a number one bestseller internationally, I'm so happy to say, is what I would like to recommend, because it has a combination of about 6 essential oils, some other secret ingredients, as well as holy waters and sacred site essences. And you can use this instead of smoking sage. You know, it's pretty, I don't really like using smoking sage that much anymore. I rarely use it because it really bothers my respiratory system, and the scent and the heaviness of the smoke hangs in the air, and I really prefer not to do that. So if you feel the same, or if you're at a hotel, an airport, your office, a hospital, you can use smudge and spray. You can pull out smudge stick and just light it up. So smudge and spray is great. And then if for some reason you don't want to use that one, good old sage and cedar spray, which is a basic combination of sage and cedar. And Palo Santo, which I learned about the sacred wood, is something that is from mostly like Ecuador and Peru and maybe Bolivia, if I'm not mistaken, and it's in the pine family, and it's extracting the essential oil from that particular tree so that it can cleanse the sacred space. And it's time. Now is the time to really be sure your sacred space is clear no matter where you go, including your car, everywhere. And you'll feel better. That is for sure. So I thank you very much for listening today. I'm going into the studio again today. We've been recording YouTube videos at the Crystal Garden. In the Angel Room, my fabulous staff, Carmen and Kate, transform the Angel Room into a recording studio with lighting and background. And I mean, it's just amazing. And I really love that they do this with and for me. And so yesterday we recorded 16 or 17 videos so that we have more good material for you on YouTube. So I would like to invite you to go to my YouTube channel. There's so much information there. It's www.youtube.com/MargaretAnnLembo. There's a lot there for you to watch. So we're going to record today, and then on Monday again. So there'll be a lot of videos for you and lots of good information that are uplifting and positive. Well, I'm signing off now. This is Margaret Ann Lembo. I'm the author of Chakra Awakening, The Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones, The Essential Guide to Aromatherapy and Vibrational Healing, 3 decks, Angels and Gemstone Guardians cards, Archangels and Gemstone Guardians cards, and ta-da, my newest deck, Crystal Intentions Oracle. So I hope to hear from you or see you soon. You can go to the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/groups/ Margaret Ann Lembo Podcasts. And that's where we'll have a place where we can chat and talk and have a record of it and be able to look back and review. All right. Happy Halloween. Happy All Saints Day. Happy All Souls Day. Many blessings.